This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
Boulevard at the Troy Highway. We are broadcasting live this morning.
Hey, on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline, it is Rodney Orr, the Tider Insider. Good morning, Rodney. How you doing today?
Hey, John, Barry, doing well. How are you guys?
We're doing great, and as always, we're going to talk football with you. But first, a little basketball. We mentioned on the show, yesterday, just how incredibly impressed we were with just the level of competitiveness that Alabama basketball team showed in that epic win at South Carolina in four overtimes. What were your takeaways from that one, Rodney?
Well, obviously, they showed, like you said, a lot of grit, they could have folded, I guess, a few times, and they didn't. I think that this may be a win that eventually you look back at it and say, you know, that was a significant win that is kind of the signature type win that you need as you start building the program, as you continue to take the next step. Is the way I should put it.
Right.
And I think that could well be, you know, that next step that they just took. Now, again, we realize that this team is probably roster-wise not where it's going to be, but I do think that when you saw what you said, the competitiveness there and going on the road and beating South Carolina in a game like that, I think that could prove to be a significant win.
Yeah, still some inconsistencies, obviously, Rodney, as we've seen throughout the season. But it is refreshing, I guess, once you do have a low point to come back with a high point. You wouldn't want that every year, but it's certainly a good stepping stone to possibly something bigger and better in the next year or two with Coach Johnson.
Yeah, and again, I think that right now, and this is just trying to be as honest as I can, just from a personal assessment, my own opinion is, you know, you look at the roster right now and it's kind of mixed match together,
uh-huh,
so to speak. You know, he's had to take transfers and do this to get a roster that could be competitive right now. Now you take that and look forward and look at the five guys he signed in this recruiting class that are coming in next year. And I think he's building his program,
right,
with his players, guys that he's bringing in, his recruits, and going to build it the way he wants it built. And so I think that is kind of how you have to really look at this right now.
Now let's switch gears just a little bit towards Saturday in Kentucky coming into Tuscaloosa, a game that Alabama will be a decided underdog at home, but a real opportunity for this basketball team. They could get on that bubble. They could solidify maybe the bubble. I'm not sure the matchup favors them, but it is a great opportunity, Rodney.
Yeah, it is. Obviously, they're going to be, talent-wise, it's clear, you know, the better team. But, you know, Kentucky's had their struggles, I think, of late, maybe not playing extremely well, or
right,
at least to their standards. And, you know, you come into a place like, you know, in Tuscaloosa, you got them here, and it's an opportunity, as you said, because you're coming off a really encouraging win, something that should bolster confidence. I don't think there's any question about that. And really, Kentucky was the only team that Alabama was not competitive with last year in the SEC. You know, they were pretty competitive with everyone else. So it'll be really interesting to see how, you know, the players respond to this, because sometimes, you know, you come off it's like John said earlier, the inconsistencies.
Right.
So you want to see, can they follow up a big win like that at South Carolina and play really well against Kentucky?
We'll see soon enough. Saturday, and we talked about it, Rodney. It's a tough stretch for Alabama. I don't know if a lot of people were expecting to win on the road in Columbia, but we will certainly see. Looking forward to that game. Obviously, Rodney, the big news of the week is the departure of Steve Sarkisian. First of all, did you see that coming? Was it a big surprise when you heard the news?
Well, I've got to admit, I did not see it coming. And, you know, I'm not sure really very many people did.
No.
Maybe Nick Saban, you know, had an inkling. But I did not know it was coming, so I would have to admit that, yes, I was surprised. And, you know, maybe looking back at it, I shouldn't have been as surprised if you consider that, you know, Sarkisian did visit with the Falcons, but, you know, he's close to Dan Quinn. So he visited with them prior to coming to Alabama. So, you know, they have a relationship. And but as I look at it now, yeah, I was really surprised at that time.
There's no second-guessing that decision. I mean, to be a coordinator of an offense like that,
right.
Sarkisian taking that job is not the surprise. What happens next, though, for Alabama?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, I think there's obviously been a lot of speculation out there, a ton of names. You've heard them all: Chip Kelly, Mark Helfrich, George Godsey, Billy Napier, Mike Groh. Are there any other names? I'm sure there's a ton of other names that have been bandied about.
Uh-huh.
But if we know one thing from history, you know, several years ago after Major Applewhite's first year in 07 and he was kind of let go or allowed to leave, whatever, however you want to look at it, nobody really expected Jim McElwain. I mean, that was out of the blue.
Yeah.
So Nick Saban is kind of unpredictable on these hires, I think. You never know which direction he's going to go. Now, I will say this, and this is just kind of my observation. We all know what Nick Saban's most comfortable doing, and they ran the ball well this year, okay? But I think that when you look at it, he would probably, and this is just a guess, maybe want to be more of a power running type team when you look at how they're kind of built offensively. And they've got some really young offensive linemen that are, you've got Jonah Williams. Obviously, you have some guys returning that are veterans like Bradley Bozeman at center, but there are a lot of young offensive linemen. Scott Lashley, for example, guy coming in like Alex Leatherwood, who I think's got a great chance to maybe earn a starting spot. Jedrick Wills, another true freshman out of Kentucky. Now, I'm not saying these guys are going to start this year, but if you look at how they're built, and then you've got those stack of running backs, which is really five deep. If B.J. Emmons' foot is okay, at least four deep. And you start thinking, you know what? You have Bo Scarborough, Damien Harris, a 1,000-yard rusher, Josh Jacobs, Najee Harris, a true freshman who's, you know, the latest, greatest thing. And all of these guys, and you start thinking, is Alabama going to kind of revert back a little bit, trend to that power running game that they've been so successful with mm-hmm. in the past?
You wonder. I wonder that too. But to me, Rodney, you've got to – and I said this in the last hour. To me, you got to bring in a guy that meshes and fits with the talent that's there. And now that Alabama's gone to this, well, a type of offense that I'm not sure we thought would happen two, three, 4 years ago, even though you've got those guys with the quarterbacks you've got on campus, don't you have to have a guy that kind of suits their abilities?
Well, yes. There's no question about that. You have to do what the quarterback can do. And, you know, I know Hurts is the things we know he's what his strengths are right now. And I know he's certainly working on his game as a passer. But I think, too, to be successful, Alabama's going to have to figure out a way to throw it down the field successfully. Obviously, that's something that really has to be worked on. Now, you look to us. Tagovailoa, the freshman that's coming in to compete, Mac Jones as well, you know, those guys are really, they have the ability to do, you know, to stand back there and throw it. You know, and Hurts does too. He just has to polish it up quite a bit. But, you know, again, you're right. You have to have somebody that's going to have a philosophy that's going to take advantage of all of those strengths. And I don't think, I think you can do that without necessarily, like I said, I'm not advocating going back to, you know, just pound it, you know,
right, constantly
and not utilize all your weapons right, that you have on the outside. Because, listen, they've recruited extremely well on the outside as well. Because you've got, you know, obviously Ridley and all these young freshmen coming in that are really good. So they've got some talent to utilize throwing the football as well.
Lots of news happening in Tuscaloosa. The football program in a hiring mode for offensive coordinator, Mike Locksley will get attributed a position sometime soon. And Alabama's getting ready for spring practice with some, as Rodney points out, some positions that will be competed for. All of the information, all the coverage available at TiderInsider.com. And let me shout this out, Rodney. The production value on the website of TITV that is always available is really good. That is must watch television. It is factual, but it's also really, really well done. It's good stuff on the website, Rodney.
Yeah, well, appreciate that, Barry. But you know, it's only $48 a year. Of course, what you're talking about there, the video, with Tider Insider TV and so forth, is your listeners there, if they want to just check out the site, they can watch that for free. But, you know, we talked to this past week, in fact, on Tuesday night on our show. It's there right now. You can access it. We talked considerably about, you know, the offensive coordinator spot and so forth, talked a little recruiting, just about everything, including basketball. So, you know, it's a varied show. And also our forums there on Tider Insider, where it's a constant flow and exchange of information, opinions, and all of that stuff. So it's kind of non-ending, and we thought we were having a break. I know you guys probably felt that too, maybe a little bit of where you could kind of regather yourself. But, you know, that's Alabama football.
Oh, you better believe it. One more thing I did want to ask you, Rodney. Any timeline for when a hire might be made or an announcement might be made?
Well, I would think pretty soon, and you say, well, what does that mean? You know, there's maybe by within the next 3 to 5 days, if not sooner, because I think you really want to get your guy in place as quickly as possible. Obviously, with spring practice coming up in, what, about 28 days,
yeah.
I think it is,
yeah.
When it starts. So I think it's really important that you get someone here as quickly as possible.
I would think so. Interesting information, as it always is, from Rodney Orr, the Tider Insider. We always appreciate his time on Thursdays, and we'll do it again next week.
Sounds good. Appreciate it very much, Rodney.
You guys take care. Appreciate it.
You too. Thank